You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. It was the day before a very, very, very big event on Kiwi Farm. Sitting across from Nigel, farm's sage old pack horse, was Nicky Sow. Dark rings were permanently etched under Nicky's eyes, and her trotters were chewed to the quick with graphite stains from the many pencils consumed during late-night preparations of her maiden speech presenting Kiwi Farm's budget. Nicky looked up at Nigel wearily.
So, Nicky, do you feel prepared for tomorrow's address?
Asked Nigel. Nigel has a soft spot for the young sow. Her hard work and diligence was mostly overlooked by the sheep, disparaged by the free rangers, and greeted with outright disgust by the quinny-quinny.
Nigel, I can't help but think the farm will hate it. I can't distribute feed like Squealer did. I've done everything. I can try and help all the animals at Kiwi Farm, but I just don't think it's enough.
Nigel pondered for a moment and looked down at the wee sow with gentle eyes.
Nicky, you need to calm your mind. Yes, you have to re-sow the pastures of the farm after Squealer's mismanagement, but you know what needs to be done. All you need to do now is focus on doing it. Your survey of the animals and the election itself tells you that the farm has a desire for change, even if some bloated bellies are to shrink in the short term,
consoled Nigel.
Nicky, you have already done much of the heavy lifting. The farmyard is running more efficiently. Paths and potholes are being addressed, and the extras in the farmyard are now back in their home paddocks. Change is never easy, but without change, we stagnate. You know this, Nicky.
Nicky thanked Nigel, and she made her way back to the farmhouse. But a frisson of fear just kept her feeling uneasy, almost like she was being watched from the shadows or something foreboding was about to happen. Nicky's fears may be realised. Over in the Kunikuni Wallow, in the shadows, Tama, the cunning Svengalian influencer of Dave and Deb, the Kunikuni representatives in the farmhouse, Tama was scheming. He took the loss of the election especially hard, with Chippy's fumbling of the ball, Tama's ability to manipulate at will, create kunikuni advantage, and to build his vision of Kiwi Farm through his cousins and gullible allies in Chippy's sty, had diminished significantly. This made Tama even more determined to exercise his plan for total kunikuni domination of Kiwi Farm and have it restored to a fully sovereign state under the name Aotearoa. Tama had profited royally from his machinations, and he was not going to let the current farmhouse residents curb his ability to cultivate, harvest, and acquire feed and wealth vastly greater than other kunikuni. So, as the hushed whispers permeated the darkest corners of Kiwi Farm, even the sheep looked more lively than usual, suspecting that something might just happen other than Nicky's address. So with the farm on tenterhooks and all animals taking a deep breath to see what was about to transpire, night fell. And we all need to tune in next week to hear about how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring post Nicky's announcement, exclusively here on Counterculture with Reality Check Radio.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. to ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.